Hello, Lynn Van Dyke here, and what I want to do is give you 5 nutrition tips for fat loss. Okay, so if you've read through the site or you know anything about me, you know that I'm pretty to the point, and I want you to understand there's no quick way for true, safe fat loss. So here are 5 facts that will help you keep the fat off for good. Fact number 1, you need to eat every 2 to 3 hours in order for your blood sugar levels to stay even. What does that mean? It means that when you wake up, every 2 to 3 hours thereafter, you need to be taking in some sort of food. Tip number 2, you must eat within the first hour after waking up in the morning. This will jumpstart your metabolism for the day. So if you wake up and you're one of these people that wait 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours before eating, you're doing horrible, horrible, horrible things to your metabolism. Tip number 3, you need to eat at least 5 to 6 times per day. So you should be waking up, eating breakfast within an hour after waking up, 2 to 3 hours later having a snack, 2 to 3 hours later having lunch, 2 to 3 hours after that another snack, 2 to 3 hours later dinner, 2 to 3 hours later snack, and then bedtime. Tip number 4, each meal should include 1 protein and 1 carb source. The protein should be lean and the carb should be complex. I'll give you some examples like this. Chicken on top of green salad, so you have a protein, you have a carb. Egg whites and oatmeal. Cottage cheese and berries. Cottage cheese is considered a protein. If you're vegetarian, how about tempeh with brown rice? Tofu is also another thing you can play around with. For those that do eat fish or meat, salmon with steamed cauliflower. Honey glazed turkey with a sweet potato. Really, the possibilities are endless, but the trick is to have a good meat or a good protein with a good carb source. Last tip number 5, you need to eat the proper amount of calories per day for your goal. If you're barely eating, or if you get around 1,200 calories a day or less, then you are most likely sabotaging your fat loss. I'll leave you with this. Folks who are in a coma get 1,200 calories a day fed through tubes. If you're not getting at least 1,200 calories a day, you are definitely not eating enough. For more information about me, please check out strengthtrainingwoman.com, and I urge you to purchase the Melt the Fat ebook. It's a step-by-step guide that's going to help you no matter what your fat loss, fitness, or health goals are.